Hare Krishna, we are doing puja a little early and getting ready to go to Navadvip, go to Koladvip to Devananda Mat, or otherwise also known as Aparada Bhanga. And with the idea that there we can ask for forgiveness for offenses committed to holy name, especially to Vaishnavas, in a way that Devananda Pandit in the past was forgiven by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his offenses to Shivas Thakur by the grace of another Vaishnava, Vakeshwar Pandit. Of course, devotees know that Yadi Vaishnava Parādi Uti Hati Mata, that this Vaishnava Parad is the Hatimata. It's the elephant offense. And we know that if we commit it to someone, then we ask for forgiveness. But sometimes we may not be aware. We may not be aware of doing such things. Srila Prabhupada says that in Prabhupada's final days when he's meeting with his god brothers, then whenever they come, Prabhupada asks them to forgive him for any offense that he may have committed. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, they reply, no, he didn't commit any offense. But one occasion, and Prabhupada said this often, when many godbrothers came, about a dozen of them, or when Madhav Maharaj wrote, or Bala Maharaj came, or Krishnadas Baba came. And Prabhupada said, but anyway, in this material world, even unknowingly, a person commits offenses. And sometimes that may be the case. We may not be thinking that we committed offense, or we may not be aware of it, and yet it may happen. So, as in English, they have the saying, you cover your back. So, still, Vaishnavas ask for forgiveness when they can, because they may detect that, well, there's something wrong here. By detect, I mean that how does one know if one involuntarily has committed an offense? Well, Shukadev Goswami said, Dirasmasharam Vidayavatidam Yad Kriyamana Harinama Dharyaya. He says, well, are you, the tears come to your eyes when you chant Krishna's holy name, as the hair stand up on your body? And if the answer is no, then he says, then it must be due to offenses. And because of offenses, the heart becomes steel framed, and the effect of the holy name doesn't come through. So you can judge a thing by its result. You may not see immediate effect, but you can, just like you're cooking, you may not notice, but then later on you see a burn on your hand. You may have not felt anything at the time, but if there's a burn mark on your hand, then you burned yourself. Now what to do? Then, of course, course, when we know what offense and to whom we've committed, then we make amends for that. But if you don't, then you take advantage of a place like Kola Bhanga, which is called Kola Bhanga because a long time ago in Satya Yuga, Lord Varaha manifests himself here to a Vaishnava Brahmana. And this is also Govardhan Hill. It's also here, although you can't really see very much in terms of elevation. It's wouldn't really say that you can notice that it's a hill. But anyway, that's where it is. And aside from that, then you just trust in the potency of the holy name that gradually by chanting Hare Krishna, the strength of the holy name frees the sincere person. And how do you know when you become freed? Well, yadasmasharam didyabhadhiram yavriyam nar harinamadhyayam. But when you're chanting, then the tears start to come again. And then on the way back, we'll take a dip at the Sangam, the Saraswati, and Ganga, and come back here again. And that is today's plan. Hare Krishna.